This show is brought to you by patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, where for as little as a dollar a month or more, you can support this podcast. You've reached Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm Steve Charney. My guests today are Trout Fishing in America, Keith Grimwood and Ezra Idlett. I love these guys, man. They're from Arkansas and have been nominated for 4 Grammys and countless other awards. Now you can fast forward to their excellent rendition of All I Want Is a Proper Cup of Coffee with Harry Helping, or kick back and listen to the whole show, which, of course, I hope you do. I'll also be playing a song I wrote for Bear in the Big Blue House, a Jim Henson production that aired on the Disney Channel called Friends for Life.
Oh, here's that.
So, Steve, you want to get together for dinner tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry, Harry. I got to go to my VA meeting.
You're a veteran?
Not a veteran. VA, Ventriloquist Anonymous.
You're a ventriloquist?
See, it's that sort of snide remark that's exactly why I have to go.
I'm sorry, Steve. It's just that, well, ventriloquists usually don't move their lips when their dummies talk. Your lips move so much, sometimes I stand near them to catch the breeze.
You see? You see?
I see what?
You see why I need these meetings?
What are you talking about? What goes on at those meetings, anyway?
All right. The ventriloquists at the meetings recognize that they need help. You see, we project our hostility towards the world onto our puppets. It's very unhealthy. Instead of being able to express our innermost feelings by ourselves, we hide behind the safety of our wooden dolls.
You do that? Gee, I guess you really are a sicko.
See, it's that comment that's exactly what I'm talking about. I can't express nastiness on my own. People see me as this, you know, sweet, adorable, loving guy. You, they see as cutting, cynical, and insulting. But you are me, don't you see? My personality is split. I'm afraid to confront my own fears and angers. I need you as a buffer to protect me from my own rage. If you say something nasty, you don't have to pay the consequences of your actions. But life is about taking responsibility.
What a nut!
Anyway, it's at these VA meetings that we come face to face with this persona that we created to transfer our anger. We transfer our pain and ill will onto our puppets.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What in blazes are you talking about?
You see, that's so like you to feign ignorance, just when I'm trying to come to terms with who I really am. You're going to sabotage any efforts I make to become a whole person, aren't you? Well, aren't you?
Could be.
The counselors at VA warned us about this. I'm so frightened of showing negative emotion to my friends, family, and audience that I will do anything to keep our relation as it always has been.
Well, remember, Steve, it is you doing this to yourself. I have nothing to do with it. I don't even exist.
Well, I'm not going to be dummy-dependent any longer, feller. If I want to make snide remarks and risk offending someone near and dear to me, I'll do it on my own. I don't need you to hide behind. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
It's the no Steve Charney, right?
That's right.
The no and improved Steve Charney. Nasty, vicious, and mean. I like it.
Listen, you little lint-sucking, muck-raking, insignificant little twerp. I've had just about enough of you.
Whoa!
I hate your guts, you dried-up, warped piece of lumber.
Holy cow!
Man, that felt good. See, these VA meetings are really paying off.
Sure, that's easy to do that with me. I don't even exist, Steve. What about a real person?
Cinnamon, I can do it. If only my girlfriend would call now. We had a fight this morning, and I would have loved to tell her off. But no, I was too afraid of what she'd think of me. But I'm ready for her now. I'm psyched.
Hey, look at that, Steve. No sooner said than done.
She always likes to call on an old-fashioned landline.
Hello? Oh, hi, honey. Yeah, well, sure. No, I don't think that would be... What? No, I don't want to do it this...
Come on, Steve, tell her off.
You're right. Listen, you...
Don't call her a you. Scream at her. Tell her what's on your mind.
You know what I think? I think you're a...
Give me the phone, you wimp. Hello, sweetheart? Yeah, it's Harry. Steve thinks you're nothing but a supersonic, idiotic, brain-affected, disinfected meatball.
Wow, you just hung up on her.
What good are these VA meetings if the only thing you could put down is me? A crummy piece of wood.
I don't know. I thought I was making progress. Who's there?
It's Dr. Fenstermacher.
Oh, this is a great chance to redeem yourself, Steve. Dr. Fenstermacher has owed you $10 for over 6 months. Let him know how you feel.
Well, yeah, that's why I told him to show up today. Come in.
Well, hello, boys. Steve, you sent for me. What's up? You want to do the routine where I give Harry a checkup? That's a funny one, since he's made of wood.
No.
You want to do the one where I examine you psychologically for talking to wooden dolls?
No.
You want me to? Hold it. Steve, come on, tell him.
Dr. Fenstermacher, have you forgotten that you owe me $10?
No, but give me a little time and I will.
I'd like it now.
I'll get it to you. Eventually.
Now.
Hey, don't get so pushy.
Maybe you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Steve, you are a milksop. Fenstermacher, pack your bags and get out.
What are you saying to me, young fella?
I'm saying strike the pavement, hit the road, burn rubber, skedaddle, you're fired, can't let go, lay off, get discharged, unseated, deposed. You, sir, are washed up, retired, your job is no more.
Why, you little...
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, get away from me! Steve, tell him to get off me! Doc, I was just kidding! Put me down!
I'll show you who's fired around here!
No! Not through this window! No!
Harry?
What?
You see why I transfer my aggressions onto you? It's safer that way.
Trout Fishing in America. Man, what a great name for a band. And what a great band.
This next song is an historical song.
We're talking, Ezra. Remember the beginning? We talk, you know, hi, how you doing?
I'm sorry, I apologize. I thought it would just introduce a button.
So into the music, man. Hey, we gotta talk. We gotta schmooze.
Yeah, come on, we gotta schmooze.
That's right. It's not all just business here.
That's right. We have
mostly business, though, you know.
It's a lot of business. Yes,
schmooze
a lot
sounds
of
like something you get out of your shoes.
The
toe end of your shoes, you get schmooze.
You probably wouldn't know that word because you come from the West. Arkansas, Texas, that kind of area?
You bet.
I bet you don't hear words like schmooze very much out there.
You really don't, actually. No. We live up in the mountains in Arkansas these days, and what do people do there, Ezra?
Well, they do lots of stuff. We ride horses. A lot of people are cutting hay right now.
Yeah.
It's real big right now. They're cutting hay.
But wow. They're not schmoozing a lot.
No, they don't schmooze. Yeah, I can understand.
Didn't
that.
The Labner have a schmooze? Weren't they called schmooze?
What did?
Wasn't there a cartoon character called a schmoo?
Yeah, actually, I think Little Labner, Al Capp, had a character called the schmoo. It's a Yiddishism. As a result, a lot of people in New York use words like schmooze and schlep, a lot of schluss sounds. But, guys in Texas, so you kind of have more of a Texas accent. In fact, you guys kind of have a Texas accent a little bit.
No, we do not.
More like Ross Perot.
We do not.
Little guy with them big ears.
Yeah. Now, let's see. Harry's here to help because he loves trout fishing in America.
I love their CDs and I love everything about them.
You have a CD called Real Trouble, but you have also other CDs.
Real Life.
Real Life.
CD.
Real Trouble.
Big Trouble. Now, I got to tell you, Real Life is not one meant directly for kids, but Big Trouble is.
Mm. Real Life is one that could be enjoyed by the entire family.
That's nice. Opposed to Big Trouble, which can't be.
That's right. Big Trouble.
Nobody in this family except the kids like this album.
Only kids. Yeah. This is kids only.
And if you're a parent and you listen to this CD, you're in big trouble.
That's you know right. What, Steve? I think that our some of our early influences included Rocky and Bullwinkle. And one of the great things about Rocky and Bullwinkle was that as a kid, you got it on one level. And as an adult, you saw there was a whole other set of jokes happening. Right. And we both feel pretty strongly that if the parents can't enjoy it as well, then you're kind of missing the point. Yeah. I think kids and parents should enjoy the music together.
Absolutely. Well, this whole show is based on that notion. So we're right on the same wavelength here.
You know, I always just get mad at Rocky and Bullwinkle because I knew there were jokes going on that I didn't understand. I knew it. And boy, I hate it when there's things going on that I don't know what it means.
Oh, there was so much of that. Alan Sherman used to do that to me all the time.
And that was just last week I was watching it.
So, come on, tell us what this song is. Come on, let's do this song.
Oh.
This next song is an historical song, and it's the history of the world as seen through the proper cup of coffee. What we need for you to do there, Harry, is listen to the first chorus of the song, the first time the chorus comes around, then sing it with us each and every subsequent time. You'll have lots of times to practice this.
Good.
Here it comes. A sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem in downtown Persia. He took a sip of coffee just a drip, and he said to his servant, curse ya. Ah, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya. That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia. Cause...
Okay, now listen up, Harry, because this is the part we're going to want you to sing properly.
I understand.
All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
Have you got it?
Oh, yeah.
We'll join right in next time.
Okay.
Take my part if you want.
In days of old, when nice and never bold, and whiskey was much cheaper, Ben Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, stand and deliver! Can't you see this? I'm all a quiver. Cause...
Help us out, man.
Here we go.
All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. Da 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 da. When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington, my lord, and he said, "Now's beat his can't hit fit. Now you had your Waterloo, say, tell me what, you may hit him with you, say, kings."
All I want is a
Well, actually, we don't generally expect people to sing along with that last part since it's entirely in French, but you did a good job.
Thanks. Nobody's ever lost me before, but I'm gone.
Okay, here comes the last part of the song, and it's the most popular part of the entire song. Now King Solomon and his queen would carry on, so we heard in the ancient scandals. He bought her lots of silver coffee pots with diamond legs and handles. And said the queen of Sheba, I'd rather have any old Teba. Cause...
Okay, sing it by yourself now, Harry.
Oh, man! All I want is a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my nut, but I need a proper cup of coffee in a coffee pot.
Harry, you're faking it.
Oh, boy, am I.
It's you're funny, faking
you're just
it.
Making it. You can do it faster and try to clap your hands at the same time.
Let's go.
All I want is a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot.
I may be off my nut, but want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. And the pots and the coffee pots, they are no use to me. But I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee.
Faster now.
All I want is a proper coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my nut, want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. I know, but since the pots are no use to me.
Perfect.
Harry just fell down on the floor. He's done. Wow, you guys are good at that. We pride ourselves on being real good at singing songs quickly, but you guys are real pros. Trout
well,
fishing.
We practice. It doesn't come natural to Southern boys. Just sing that fast.
Usually our songs are a lot more laid back than that. And, you know, that's what will happen to you if you drink too much coffee.
It really is. Yeah, no, it's true. Well, that's from your CD, Big Trouble.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Trout Fishing in America, joining us here on Knock on Wood, and I hope you come back real soon. Bye-bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Trout Fishing in America, by the way, their website is troutmusic.com. Yeah, check it out, man.
Harry's back in the studio. And, I'm having second thoughts about continuing to go to those VA meetings, Harry.
You're dummy dependent. That's what you are.
See, I thought that was unhealthy. But after Harry tried to fire Dr. Fenstermacher, which, of course, was really me trying to fire him, and after the doctor threw Harry through the window, I see that there's safety in deluding yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
letting me take the rap because of your cowardice. You know what this is really all about, don't you?
No, I don't.
You're not afraid of what the world will think of you. That's a front. The real problem is you hate yourself.
I do?
Sure. That's why you always let me put you down.
I do?
Sure. By saying what I'm saying right now, I'm putting you down. And you love it. That's because you hate yourself.
I do?
Stop saying that!
Sorry.
Man, are you a wimp. I'm your entire backbone. Without me, you'd be nothing. A wet noodle. A damn tissue.
You're right.
See? See? When you learn to like yourself, you get rid of me, who does nothing but put you down all the time, and you'll become whole. When I put you down, it's like you putting yourself down. Man, do you despise yourself.
You know, I never thought about it like that before.
That's because you're a dwarf.
Sure. All I have to do is get rid of you, and, well, I won't have that vehicle anymore that's constantly making me feel bad about myself.
That's right, stupid.
So I guess if I do this, I'll feel a lot better.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, put me down! Steve, put me down!
Sure, I'm feeling better already.
Hey, stop that! What are you gonna do?
One.
Steve, no!
Two.
Steve, I'm just kidding! You're really a great guy! Not again!
Three. You're right, Har. I feel a lot better about myself now.
When am I going to learn to keep my big mouth shut?
I like jam.
I like jelly.
I like Spam.
I think it's smelly.
But I like you, I do, and you like me.
Well, that's true.
I think a rabbit's foot is lucky.
Me, I find it rather yucky.
But we're great friends on that, we can agree. The biggest bubbles have to pop. Ice cream cones, they often drop. But our friendship will not stop. We're friends for life.
I like naps, you say.
Oh, brother!
But we agree that we like each other.
Cause you like me, no question, I like you.
I like cleaning, I like dusting.
You like things I find disgusting.
But we're great friends on that, we can agree.
Well,
racing horses sometimes stumble. Football players sometimes fumble. But our friendship will not crumble. Friends for life.
I use tissues, don't you, Steve?
Nah, I simply use my sleeve.
Did you like me? No question, I like you.
I like odds.
I like ends.
But we agree we're the best of friends.
And I like you, and you, well, you like me.
I'll say it again. And you like me, and aw, shucks, I love you. You know it's true.
Come here, Har.
I wrote that song for Bear in the Big Blue House. That's a Jim Henson production, and it used to air on the Disney Channel all around the world. Yeah, the Bear sang that one. Originally on the show, but that was obviously me and Harry singing that version.
Well, I think I'm no longer dummy dependent. Threw Harry through the newsroom window, and, well, as a result, I feel liberated. You know, I'm really tired of expressing my self-hatred and negativity through this persona that I created called Harry. If I'm going to hate myself or get angry at someone else or be aggressive, I can do it on my own. I don't need a puppet to be talking through. Oh, here's that.
Thank goodness. You finally come to grips with it, Steve. To tell the truth, I was getting pretty annoyed being woken up at all hours of the night when you needed to vent.
Yeah, I did take advantage of you, didn't I?
You know how annoying it is to be at the beck and call of an erotic? There I am in my trunk, tired, just relaxing after a long day of work. And suddenly, you're making me talk. You feel insecure about your career. It's at a standstill. Or you're getting old and then feel rotten about it. Thoughts of death start creeping in. Instead of going out and getting drunk the way other losers do, you have to express your frustration and anxiety through me. Well, I've had enough, I tell you. All hours of the night you bug me. I can't go to the bathroom without fearing you're going to stomp in and make me start up about the unfairness of the world. I'm relaxing in my truck and suddenly you're pounding on the lid. Come out, you scream. Come out and talk about the universal suffering. Or you get in an argument with a boss. And instead of talking to him about what a creep he is, you make me do it. Well, I'm sick of it. I tell you, I'm sick of it.
No more hair. From now on, you're just a character on the show, for entertainment purposes only. No therapy here, I'm cured. If I get angry at someone, I'll tell them off myself.
Well, how could I be sure I'm just here for amusement, to entertain the listeners, and it's not for your own sick psychological benefit?
You mean how can you be sure I'm not dummy dependent anymore? That I don't need to go to Ventriloquist Anonymous meetings any longer?
Right.
Here, I'll show you.
No, Steve, not again!
One.
Put me down! Put me down, Steve! I believe you!
Two.
Please, not again!
Three. See, that was funny, huh? It's called slapstick. Nothing psychological about it.
What am I gonna learn to keep my big mouth shut?
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. You can hear this podcast on iTunes, on my YouTube channel, and on where else, Harry?
Patreon.com. If you like this podcast and you want to support Charney here, become a patron for $1 a month. For that, you'll get photos, a CD download, jokes, and other stuff that only patrons get. And you'll feel good about supporting an artist you enjoy listening to.
Right. Also, visit my Facebook page, Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, and my website, SteveCharney.com. For CDs and books for sale, info on my live performances, and more information about me than you'll ever need or want. I also tweet, and I have a blog. And spread the word, man. Tell people about us.
And thanks for listening.
Right to that.